would be of interest to read the 34th and 35th chapters of the second book of Chronicles. I'll just read two or three verses from chapter 34. Verse 1, Josiah was 8 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned in Jerusalem 130 years, and he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, and walked in the ways of David his father, and declined neither to the right hand nor to the left. For in the 8th year of his reign, while he was yet young, he began to seek after the God of David his father, and so on. Verse 8, now in the 18th year of his reign, when he had purged the land and the house, he sent Shaphan and others to repair the house of the Lord his God. Verse 14, and when they brought out the money that was brought into the house of the Lord, Hilkiah the priest found a book of the law of the Lord given by Moses. And Hilkiah answered and said to Shaphan the scribe, I have found the book of the law in the house of the Lord. And Hilkiah delivered the book to Shaphan. Verse 17, and they have gathered together the money that was found in the house of the Lord, and have delivered it into the hand of the overseers and to the hand of the workmen. Then Shaphan the scribe told the king, saying, Hilkiah the priest hath given me a book. And Shaphan read it before the king. Verse 20, and the king commanded Hilkiah, saying, go inquire of the Lord for me, and for men, and for them that are left in Israel and in Judah, concerning the words of the book that is found. For great is the wrath of the Lord that is poured out upon us, because our fathers have not kept the word of the Lord to do after all that is written in this book. A few thoughts on this great revival might be of help and encouragement. I might give a title to this talk, The Word of the Lord in the Ascendant. The revival in the days of Josiah, king of Judah, followed the dreadful lapse during the reigns of Manasseh and Amon. These two, Manasseh especially, although he was converted toward the end of his days, after being disciplined under the government of God by a Babylonish captivity, they had dissipated the goodly effects of the wonderful revival in the days of Hezekiah. Josiah set out to rid the land of idolatry. By the 18th year of his reign, he had purged the land and the house. This being accomplished, he set about repairing the house of the Lord with a view to full recovery. Whilst bringing out the money from the house needed for the work of restoration, Hilkiah the priest found a book of the law of the Lord given by Moses. This he delivered to Shaphan the scribe, saying, I have found the book of the law in the house of the Lord. How sorry a reflection on the preceding condition in Judah. The word of God had been lost. Now, thank God, it was blessedly recovered. The book was found. It was brought to the king. It was read before the king, and it was immediately effective. The king heard the words of the law. He rent his garments, thus expressing his heartfelt contrition at the prevailing condition of things. Hearkening to God's word, he sent the priest and the scribe to inquire of the Lord. The word of God and prayer are ever the antecedents of revival. The prophetic word was given. Judgment must fall on this intolerable state of affairs amongst the professed people of God. Yet God, in his mercy, takes account of real repentance. He marks the contrite heart, the self-humbling, the rending of the garments, the weeping of repentance. God hears, and God blesses in answer to the exercise of the desire of true repentant hearts amongst his own. National revival for Judah, extending to all that were present in Israel, started thus with one man. The words of the book, which had so affected him, he read to all, priests, Levites, and all the people, great and small. He and they stood to the recovered word. The first result of this obedience was the keeping of the Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread. This was indicative of their recognizing that the judgment of God was met by sacrifice, and of their desire to be in moral accord with his holy requirements. How deep the self-judgment of those days! What a cleansing of their houses and associations would follow. The Passover was killed. They sprinkled the blood. They roasted the Passover with fire. The singers were in their place. All the service of the Lord was prepared the same day. The burnt offerings were offered. And the divine comment is that there had been nothing like this since the days of Samuel the prophet, some 400 years before. The moral of this great revival was that it flowed from the reading and application of the word of God. The prerequisite of revival in any day must be a wholehearted acceptance of that word, manifested in unqualified obedience to it. May we, in our day, take heed to this. May we ourselves hearken to the word of God. We can only affect others in the measure in which we ourselves are recovered to God. The measure of our obedience to the word of God will be the measure of our moral power with others. Note also that although 700 years had elapsed since the word of the Lord had been given by Moses to Israel, and although serious division existed between the 12 tribes, nevertheless, this remnant movement returned in principle to that which was from the beginning. Their national history had commenced with the Passover in Egypt. And now, The door is open for the recovery of all the people of God. True revival would affect our souls in regard to all the truth of God, for all the saints of God. Any who are recovered in this our day and generation, being affected by the word of God, would seek to gather together to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ in the acknowledgement of his headship of the assembly, in the recognition of the presence of the Holy Spirit as the representative of Christ in the assembly, recognizing that the Spirit is the sole power for reception and communication of the truth of God. Those thus gathered would embrace the truth of the mystery concerning Christ in the assembly, and they would prove the blessedness of deliverance from human organization. They would find this divine revelation very humbling to themselves, producing self-judgment and separation from evil in the power of known good. What moral adjustment would be brought about in their everyday lives? What a setting of their houses in order. What cleansing of associations. What keeping of themselves from idols. And with all this, what communion with God in the enjoyment of the revelation of himself in the person of the Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. And how full the response in worshipping the Father in spirit and in truth. How rich would be the ministry of the Word of God amongst them. How empowering this would be to the testimony of the gospel. For as God is honored in Christ being given his proper place amongst his own, in the realized power of the indwelling Spirit, there will be a rich outflow in the attractive sweetness of saving grace to the unconverted. Oh, may God grant that we all, speaker and hearers alike, may lay these few thoughts to heart, and may we be enabled truly to pray, as was prayed in Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 2. Revive thy work in the midst of the years. May we appreciate the necessity of the reading of the Holy Scriptures, the Word of God. May we equally appreciate the need of hearkening to the Word of God, taking it to heart for ourselves, each one of us, every one of us, all together, and that we might adjust our ways in accordance with it. One of our great needs today is communion in the power of the Spirit of God with our Lord Jesus Christ glorified at the right hand of God. That we might know in the blessedness of this communion true approach to God. And the light of this can only be found in the Word of God. And where God is approached with responsive affection in answer to the glorious light of revelation that has reached us, then true communion is established. The word of God is rightly evaluated. And as it is obeyed, there will be conditions produced amongst us pleasurable to himself. And as we read, for instance, in Psalm 85, verses 6 to 8, solemn words, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? Show us thy mercy, O Lord, and grant us thy salvation." I will hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace unto his people and to his saints, but let them not turn again to folly. May it be ours then to seek this reviving collectively. And let us remember, as in the days of the revival brought about in the days of King Josiah, one of the outstanding features was the finding of the Word of God. There was the reading of the Word of God. There was the acceptance of the searching truth of the Word of God. There was an obedience in sanctifying power to the Word of God. May we all prove these things blessedly in these very closing days of the Assembly's history in responsibility and testimony to the praise of our God, to the honor of our Lord, in the power and liberty of the Spirit of God, and to the edifying of all the saints for their upbuilding in their most holy faith, and for some impetus to the gospel testimony to those who are without, for the Lord's sake. Amen.